the rest of the story. I was having dinner at the home of a friend, and on a wall over the entrance archway, I noticed a large framed photograph of a hummingbird. The fantastic detail attracted me initially, and next the vivid hues of the sky blue hummingbird and the crimson hibiscus blossom. Our host, noticing that I had noticed, said the photographer was blind. In the spring of 1968, Russell Ogg and his wife, Norma Lee Browning, comprised a super successful photojournalist team. He the photographer and she the journalist. You may be familiar with Russell's photographs of Truman and Eisenhower, Kennedy, Gerald Ford. But at any rate, it was spring, 1968, when Russ and his wife pulled up stakes and moved west, assignment Hollywood. At some point in the midst of movie star portraits and magazine covers, Russ realized that the dread time had come. His eyesight was fading. You see, Russ was a so-called brittle diabetic. For a person with that disease, there's the prospect of progressive diabetic retinopathy, a recurring hemorrhaging of the blood vessels in the eyes until the victim is blind. Consultation with a specialist confirmed the worst. Russ said, "I'd rather lose my legs than my eyes. A photographer losing his eyesight is like a violinist losing his fingers." But Russ was losing his eyesight. There was a desperation operation, more harm than good, and as the world about Russell Ogg dissolved into vague shadows, he sold his home, purchased a smaller one in Palm Springs, then sold his cameras, the sophisticated photographic equipment accumulated over a 50-year lifetime. And it was there in Palm Springs that Norma watched her gifted husband disintegrate into despair. He would sit day after day on the patio, his sightless gaze fixed on nothing at all. And then one magical twilight time, as the desert sun was dipping from the sky, Russ was sitting outdoors on that patio, and he heard a sound, a soft purring whirring of tiny wings. "It's a hummingbird," Russell said. And then, for a reason known only to the little red bird, it darted toward Russ. It stopped only inches before his face. It hovered there until Russell said, "I see him." The doctors called it a momentary remission. Norma called it a miracle. For Russell Ogg has since joined the ranks of the most respected ornithological photographers of the world in his subject category, hummingbirds. You may have visited a Russell Ogg photographic exhibition. You might even own one of his hummingbird prints. And now you know how it all began. How the spontaneous inspiration of a little red hummingbird, a challenge from nature itself, enabled a gifted man to dream again and work again and to capture and reproduce the most elusive of all photo subjects in living color. Russell Ogg died last November, but you see, his now famous, sharply focused, intricately detailed, vividly colored hummingbird photographs were not taken by Russell alone, but rather through a light-activated phototransistor relay, a device which he designed, an ingenious invention born of inspired necessity, an intricate, incomparable, homemade mostly by feel contraption by which each hummingbird took a picture of itself. And now you know the rest of the story.